Gajigal Natatea Hunter, Nata Jolene Gatang, Nata Virupa Michigan.
On the mid-north coast of New South Wales, Indigenous teacher Jason Davis is immersing the Year 7 students at the Taree High School in the local Biripi culture. He's teaching them Gatang words, stories and greetings.
Gajigal, Emma!
Gajigal!
Welcome, sister. Welcome to Taree High School.
Hello, I'm Emma Siossian. Jason Davis uses song and music to bring to life his lessons, and the results are encouraging.
Let's do it together, ready? From the Wilson to Willamba, from the mountains to the sea, now we all know the Biripi boundary.
It's Biripi country, and it's not fair if there's just that one language, and yeah, it's just important to learn another language.
Jason's efforts in bringing Biripi culture to the next generation have been recognised by his peers. He recently received an Outstanding Leadership Award in Aboriginal Languages at the annual Nanga Mai Awards in Sydney.
On a community level, we're still reclaiming our language and we want to achieve a revitalisation level with our language, which means more training of Aboriginal people to give the language back to the Aboriginal peoples of the community people here.
If I do something wrong, if I muck up, guess who I'm disrespecting?
Yourself.
Myself, and who else?
Your family.
Saunders, Clark.
It's coming back really strong, and the level of reconciliation that comes with the respect for that's really high as well. So giving Aboriginal people the right to speak their language again is like it's a respect that's really good.
Is it rewarding for you, this role you're able to have here, to see younger generations
speaking? Yeah, it is, because the kids aren't judgmental. It's another language to them. It's like French or, you know, Chinese. Teaching all the kids aspects of that teaches them that the culture is a diverse culture, and it and highly knowledgeable and very ingenious. They say Indigenous, but I say ingenious. So very ingenious, right, in the way that they thought and the way they managed everything, and how that management for thousands of years was in a complete harmony with everything around it. I think it brings a lot of respect to the kids, because the kids sort of realise that there's a lot of really clever things that Aboriginal culture invented.
Jason Davis has also embraced digital technology to keep his students interested. He's using QR codes on the language signs around the school so the students can scan them on their smartphones and hear the Aboriginal words spoken out loud.
Gumai.
Gumai.
Gumai. Everyone go, yadagi, 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 yadagi. Guess what this is? I mean, you've got to keep up with the kids, with the way they're learning. So that idea was, you know, thought about just to, you know, involve the kids a lot more, and because they use their phones constantly.
The Biripi cultural immersion continues into Jason's office at the Taree High School. Students and visitors are encouraged to look at an image on the back of the door and talk about what they see. The answers are revealing. The graphic on the door there, I've given a white person's answer. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, there's two answers, right? So a lot of people come in here, and I always use it as a bit of a test, because it sort of indicates how you see things. We all uniquely see things differently, and on cultural levels too. Culture has different perspectives, and so hence why different cultures see in different ways, you know? So on the back of the door, there's a figure of a man, a painted old man, and a lot of the Koori kids and Aboriginal people come in here and they see it straight away. They just look at the door and go, that's an old fella looking at me. But a lot of the non-Aboriginal people come in and they say, there's a whale, which is the part of his nose.
Which is what I said.
Which is what you said, which is quite funny. Not funny, it just indicates that, you know, we have different perspectives, we see things differently. Because I always believe that Aboriginal people are very aware of their environment, and we have been for thousands of years. Bimba, bimba bangai, marungangbu. Have a really good day today.